Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I mean, an absolutely classic Callis moment there. We have the athletic director of the University of Pittsburgh joining us now. We're very thankful for that. And Pat says he's been calling. He says it's busy. Harry goes, oh? It just immediately sticks him on hold because he's just shoveling food down his gullet.
Oh, don't say it like that. Now people can call me fat on the text line.
That was happening anyway.
My mouth was full of food, though. I didn't want to answer the phone and be like,
I'm just glad you answered the phone, Callis. Thank you.
And now he's on the air. We were able to navigate that, Mr. Green. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today. Big week, huh? Just a little bit?
What's going on? What's happening this week? Anything?
Just everything, all at
just
once.
Everything. Yeah, someone asked, number one, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Someone the other day asked me if this was exciting, and I was like, I don't really think it is exciting because we're the ones trying to pull all this stuff off. The team has done a wonderful job. Of preparing for game day, preparing for ACC huddle, and the biggest home game of the season for us, and arguably probably one of the biggest games in college football this weekend. So we're really happy about the opportunity to showcase Pitt.
This has to be really cool for you. We'll obviously get into the impact for the university and the football program and everything, but to bridge the gap from the past now to the present, you played baseball at Notre Dame, you're a Golden Domer, and now it's the biggest game since you've been the athletic director. Do you kind of pinch yourself and think, man, how my life has come kind of full circle here?
You know, maybe a small piece of it, but by and large, these jobs are the jobs, and we're trying to make some history here at Pitt. And put our team in position for CFP or for the CFP. It just so happens that in order to do that, we have to get through a place that I spent some time at, which is fine. In our industry, we've moved around a lot, right? And so you end up playing against schools where you've worked before. This is the first time I've actually been a part of a school that's played against my alma mater in football. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some old friends, but more importantly, having a really good game on Saturday.
Alan, you could just feel the buzz of Pitt Athletics here coming up, obviously starting at 6:30 today with the backyard basket brawl down in Morgantown. You have that, and obviously you have game day coming on Saturday. You have Pitt-Notre Dame following that. It's a huge weekend for Pitt Athletics, but what does that all mean for Pitt Athletics? What will all that do in shining a light on Pitt in these next 3 days?
Yeah, you know, so number one, our chancellor talks about Pitt Athletics being the front porch of our university, and it allows us to talk about our institution and talk about, you know, what incredible global research we're doing. Talk about the fact that we've got, you know, people are wanting to come to Pitt, students are wanting to come to Pitt, and we continue to grow our enrollment. So it's a wonderful thing for our university. Athletics is the largest marketing arm, and it's great to be able to showcase our football program, our university, and our city. And so it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for us to do those things.
Alan, you just celebrated a year. I don't know if you celebrated, but you've been here for a year because you're working. But you've been here at Pitt for a year in the chair. What do you know now that you didn't know then? And where would you say you're at in terms of implementing your plan at the University of Pittsburgh?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People have asked that question a lot. Like, what are your observations after a year? I see unbelievable potential here and opportunity, and that gets me excited every single day. What most people see as challenges, we see as something that we can leverage in our favor. So we're working hard every day to try to do that. I would say observations remain the same about our community. It's such a welcoming and engaging community. The fans are sports fans, which is fantastic. We need to do a better job of getting our local businesses engaged. So if there's any local businesses out there, know that weekends like this make a big difference, right? And everybody has to do their part. And if we can get everybody galvanized and singing from the same sheet of music, then the mountaintop is just scratching the surface of what we can do here.
This might be a dumb question, but how do you even start? Like, when you got the job and you came in last year, I listened to so many of your interviews, Alan, and different athletic directors across the country. I can't wrap my feeble mind around it. Like, when you got here, what was the first thing that you really set out to do? And does the day-to-day change what you're working on now compared to what you were working on back then?
No, that's an excellent. No, it's not a dumb question. It's actually a really good question, and there's no simple answer. It's a combination of there are some things usually when you step into a new role that are built in that you have to address immediately. There are other things that take more time, and as you're, I guess, being multiple, if you will, in how you're approaching engagement, it's making sure that you are observing and that you're listening to the staff and to the fans and to the community and to university leadership. And as you start to collect all those data points, right, I use the – no, I'm not like bourbon, but I use the term distill. So you kind of distill things down to, like, what are the major themes that we need to make sure that we're focused on. And you start to be able to develop a strategy. And we are in that phase now where we're honing in our strategy and developing that so that in the next year or two, we can continue to make modifications. I don't mind talking to you about the things I'm thinking about, if that's something that's of interest to you and if you think it's of interest to the fans.
Alan, Aaron Donald is getting his jersey retired on Saturday. You were the person to deliver that message. You flew to the West Coast, and we saw the videos, very emotional video of Aaron Donald receiving that message of you and the University of Pittsburgh retiring his jersey. Now, we kind of know what the experience was like with Aaron because it's very emotional and, you know, all the things that are going through his head, all the playing – you know, his career and everything, and just a great moment for him. But what was that experience like for you being able to deliver that message to Aaron Donald?
Well, first I have to thank Pat Bostic because he's the one who helped this idea come to fruition. And so Pat, thank you for that. You know, it's in my life and industry, I've been around lots of professional athletes, lots of what we would call famous people. And what you realize is they're human beings like everybody else. And what we saw from Aaron is him being a human and him being raw, him being emotional, him telling me he's about to cry so many times. My enjoyment and my reward comes from other people being successful and other people having a sense of accomplishment and reward. So yes, I was a part of it, but it was more so just soaking it in and just saying, this is a really cool moment to be here, to watch him have this moment. And I'll get a chance to experience that again on Saturday at halftime.
Alan, I'm going to, you know, follow up on Adam's question and ask you to elaborate a little bit on kind of what you are thinking about moving forward. It obviously, it's a complex environment that you're operating within. Now it's an ever-changing environment, but as you've gotten to know the place and as you look downfield, if you will, what are some of the top of mind items for you as you attack the future?
Yeah, it's a good question, Pat, and I'll try to put it in buckets. I'm thinking about our organizational chart. I use the term formation a lot, and it's somewhat of a pun intended, but in order to run the play that you want to run, you need to have the personnel and you need to be in the right formation. So that is top of mind for me, and that's usually a lengthier process as it relates to that. I think about revenue generation. That's both philanthropic and business development. So, Pat, part of what you're dealing with on the valid business purpose deals is always front of mind because it has everything to do with talent acquisition, and talent acquisition has everything to do with on-field success. I've spent a lot of time thinking about football scheduling, particularly with a conference going to a 9-game scheduling format and with revenue being tied to viewership. That's been weighing heavily. I'll say alternative investors, so what we would call private equity. We at Pitt are not engaged right now in discussions with private equity firms. It's not attractive to us. But trying to understand the landscape, and certainly with word coming out of the Big Ten that they're trying to inch closer and closer to PE activity or some alternate financing activity is certainly something we have to pay attention to. I would say the future of college athletics, and that's such a big bucket, but whether it's legal entanglements, whether it's various acts from Congress, just how we position Pitt Athletics. Not quite sure where college athletics is going to end up, in the next 6 months, in the next 9 months, and 12 months. So we're constantly thinking, and I'm constantly thinking strategically about how we best position ourselves for a world that we have yet to know.
Just specific.
That's just a few of the things. I'm still thinking about what I got to get my wife for Christmas. So if there's any ideas out there, that would be really helpful.
Well, maybe you could ask your favorite staff member, Pat Bostic. He's a romantic.
Are you romantic? I need some ideas.
Yeah, I think you're probably good to go, Alan. I would trust your gut on that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So I'll just focus on the football side of this, since we're right smack dab in the middle of a massive week for you guys. But from a revenue sharing standpoint, you guys are competitive and you continue to want to obviously stay competitive moving forward. I mean, you got great players like Desmond Reed, and now with Mason Heinschel, haven't lacked for talent. It seems like there's a really good plan in place there now and certainly into the future here.
Yeah, well, our football program, and, you know, Pat's done a fantastic job, and the staff has done a really good job of identifying players that are good for us. And I know that fans like to look at stars next to names. I think Cade Bell even said he doesn't pay attention to stars. Stars for us are less important. It's more about, do you fit our system? Do you fit our culture? Are you the type of player who is gritty, who's going to lay it all on the line, every single day and go through the preparation of Saturdays? Saturdays are simply the reward. Games are won on Sunday through Friday. And so we're looking for those types of guys. And then obviously when you find those kids, you have to invest in them. And so much of college football and college athletics today is about making sure players are compensated. And so we seek, you know, to be able to do that. And certainly it's a collaborative effort from what we do from an athletics perspective, philanthropic engagement from our donors, and then our local businesses will help us move the needle in that regard.
So is Pat really your favorite and your staff member?
Since we're on this call this morning, Pat's absolutely my favorite.
Crowley, you are just unbelievable. You never seek to amaze me with the stupid questions you ask.
That's not a stupid question. I mean, I thought it was a, you know, you get an attaboy there.
The yeah, question was stupid. The answer may have been stupid.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Alan, we appreciate you taking the time because we know it's always busy for you, but certainly this week there's so much going on. We appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk before maybe an ACC championship game or something like that.
Hey, it's my pleasure. We all don't want to let Coach Narduzzi down. If we saw his comments recently, and we want to make sure that if the score is going to be 110-10, we'd like to be the guy scoring 110. So thank you all for the time. Really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing the fans out at Acrisure on Saturday. And as always, hail to Pitt.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Good stuff.
I'm putting him back on hold, Harry. You can apologize to
putting him back on hold.
For your...
Yeah, are you done eating?
Malfeasance back there.
Is Callis done eating?
What are you eating? Like, whoa.
It's just a candy bar.
Would you talk to Alan?
Is it? He had a candy bar?
I apologize to him.
He had a candy bar?
Well, now he's on hold. Now I stuck him on hold. You got to get him off a hold.
What are we doing, guys? That was a great interview. The bookends were not great.
Sharp guy.
Yeah.
Very
smart guy.
That
Alan. Doing a great job. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's a crazy time to be in that chair, navigating the choppy waters of college sports and athletics. He's done it with a steady hand, and you know, every day's different. So this is a huge opportunity for him, for Pitt athletics, the university, but most importantly, that between the white lines on Saturday is what really matters.
If you ever had a chance to be around him, you can immediately feel the like competitive juices and just how. He, you know, he's very engaging. He's very personable, but at the same time, it feels intense. Like he wants to win at all costs, and it doesn't matter what the sport is. He wants Pitt to win, and that's all he cares
about.
At
the highest level,
At the highest level, he wants Pitt, the University of Pittsburgh, and Pitt Athletics to win and to be the best. And I think that is his sole focus. And you can feel that anytime you have a chance to be around him, to talk to him, to shake his hand, whatever. You feel that he is here to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.